You're listening to The Buzz on Rideau Lakes Radio, brought to you by whatsonwestport.ca, keeping you up to date with all the latest information on events, business, and community in the village of Westport. I'm here today with our new show called The Buzz, and we have an intern with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So we were struggling about what to call you. What are we going to call you, intern?
Yeah, it is a bit of it's a challenge, that. I don't know. Maybe we should let the other people take a stab at it. I've tried a few. Nothing seems to stick.
Nothing seems to stick. Well, there you go. So why don't we let the audience pick a name for you? That sounds like a fun thing to do.
That could be fun.
So they'll do that on Facebook. So head over to our Facebook page and name the intern.
It's time to play. Let's name that intern. And now, back to The Buzz on Rideau Lakes Radio.
Speaking of police tape and caution tape, what do you think about the bank robber in Westport? Do you think it's, first of all, do you think it's going to be the number one Halloween costume this year in the village of Westport? The yellow or the orange vest with the yellow X and the black balaclava, will that be the number one Halloween costume? And furthermore, is this guy local? Did they find this guy? What's the deal? Somebody told me that he escaped with a Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket full of money.
Okay, well, you know, the stories are flying, and they are pretty hilarious. I've heard about three different things. You know, my take is, you know, we were talking earlier about gender. We don't know. That could have been a girl. Look at the picture. You can't tell whether that's a guy or a girl.
Girls wouldn't rob banks.
Of course not. They don't need to eat. They don't need to, you know. But, you know, you're right. Girls don't normally rob banks. Come home in the morning like my mother said, when you gonna live your life right. Oh, mama dear, we're not the fortunate ones. And girls, they wanna have fun. Oh, girls just wanna have fun.
If you had to kind of figure this out, how would you go about it?
Well, how would I go about it?
Like, we know he had white shoes, or it had white shoes on.
You know, I'm pretty sure I saw this person walking just before they robbed the bank, because I saw somebody walk down Spring Street and cross over George going towards the bank. And I wondered why they were wearing that stupid vest. Well, just, you know, everyday guy walking around, why don't you take your vest off when you're not working, kind of thing, right? And why would you go in there with a vest? Like, you might as well have had sparklers on your head.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Why did you go in there with a vest on like that?
Because I forgot to take it off, all right?
You heard it here live on The Buzz. It could have been a female, and it could have been the intern here.
No, it was not me. It was not me. But yeah, that is a really... Now,
Have you ever had Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yes, I have.
In a bucket?
Not in a bucket.
And you keep the buckets?
Not for a long time. Somebody brought their own bucket?
That's what we heard. So all you'd have to do is go around and look at the clear garbage bags on Wednesday and see who's got Kentucky Fried Chicken buckets, and that's your guy. Like, that's how I'd break that down.
Yeah. Or another way is you could go to the pharmacy and hang around and see who's buying cholesterol medicine. Another clue.
Well, it's a bit deeper than mine, but yeah. I had to think about that one, actually.
So somebody who's got Kentucky Fried Chicken in their garbage. Yeah, I mean, you know,
they couldn't get fingerprints off him either because his fingers were so greasy that the fingerprints all smeared. And that's fact. This is things that we've heard in the village. Factual comments from people that live here.
I want some crispy bills.
Finger licking good money.
Exactly. Yeah. Give me those popcorn hundreds.